Last time on Amy and Sean.
That's a joke.
Look at this. Look, YouTubers, I'm sorry, but that's that looks like a giant
Today's a new day with a new way to wake up.
Good morning.
Amy and Sean starts now on 102.7 VGS.
Let's begin now.
The short week is feeling long to me.
Now, why does it feel so? I noticed today, or a few minutes later than usual, it's just where you're just stuck in the bed looking at the ceiling like I do sometimes, saying, why did I choose this as a profession?
I was like that yesterday, too. I don't know why. And I felt like, I don't know, I feel like it's been a long week. When a couple weeks ago when it was short, I'm like, man, this is flying by. I shouldn't have said anything because I just jinxed myself. I don't know. I'm very tired this week. My allergies have been super messed up. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't even call this, as far as like the Amy sneezometer, I call this like a 6 out of 10.
Well, it's like my husband last night was like, are you okay? Because my eyes are burning and I'm just very stuffed up. And I don't know if it's because of my diet.
Oh, that's right. You've reached ketosis.
I'm trying to get into ketosis. I thought I was in it yesterday, and it turns out I'm not, unfortunately.
Now, Sammy and I were talking about you yesterday, Sam, how it seems like you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You're dressed to success for success, the whole deal. You were, in a good vibe yesterday.
I was trying.
You feel like trash, but you looked great yesterday.
Thank you.
And today, we have a monitor now that's in front of us. Mm-hmm. You look okay. You got a nice...
This is my Catwoman suit.
That's very nice. Yeah. Just in case you have to fight crime a little later on.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, when we come into the station, it's still pretty dark. Mm-hmm. So we are, we'll take our keys out of the ignition, and then we'll stick the key between our fingers just in case we have to shank someone that might pop out of the bushes.
Yeah.
Man. It's happened here, too.
It has happened a few years ago. Mm. I mean, it's not that scary. The good thing is now that I'm, pretty good friends with the homeless guy that lives out back.
Hey.
Super nice. Sometimes I see him at 7-Eleven in the morning. He's very, very, very kind. So
that's good.
I think that, and it sounds weird, but I really think that if something were to happen, he would save me.
Wow.
Yeah. He's really nice.
I can't say. I don't think there would be anyone in my life that would save me. I think that's why I fend for myself. And, of course, the car I have doesn't have a key. So
right. So you can't even do that.
Slap him in the forehead with a key card.
Right. Yeah.
Back away.
It is an exciting day, though, because we don't have just one pair of tickets to see Bruno Mars. We've got two
pairs of Bruno Mars.
Believe me, just watch.
Yeah, maybe that'll get me in a good mood.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
7:45, we play Google Predicts. 8:45, we'll play Radio Roulette. It's been my house. Colin Sick. Still has the fever. No one else is catching it, so it's obviously, it's just him.
Yeah.
But, and this is the worst I've seen him. He's just shivering and, very sweet, though. He's a sweet boy. Mm-hmm. But, you know what? Maybe Bruno Mars would solve his problems, too.
Maybe.
Bruno Mars could save the world.
I think he could, too.
And he's going to turn your day around at 7:45.
Now back to Amy and Sean.
102.7 VGS.
Been to Shaq's Big Chicken yet?
I don't think so.
It's good stuff. It's good. They have a brand new one in West Drop. Really?
I'm really worried about chicken.
Well, just chicken in general. Yeah, you've talked about like handling it when it's pink, but you get freaked out just by eating it because you think you're going to get salmonella and die.
No, not even. I would never order chicken at a restaurant, even a really nice one.
Wow.
And if I do, if it's the all bay style, I'll say, my husband literally hates me because I'll say, will you overcook it? Will you cook it well done? I like it dry. I don't know. It's really weird. Anyways, I haven't had it. I'm sure it's phenomenal. I'll take your word.
The popcorn chicken at Shaq's Big Chicken there. Fantastic.
I could probably do popcorn.
It's great, but it's like a moisty sort
nope,
of like...
not doing it.
You don't like
already
chicken
hate it.
Moist.
Yeah. No.
You want dry chicken nugs.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right, fair enough.
Burger King.
I was on the search yesterday. You know what I was trying to do? I was trying to go to Frankincense. The place that got featured on TikTok.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, you heard about the story. We have it at 1027vgs.com. This struggling restaurant, 4 months or so, trying to get some business. All of a sudden, one kid on TikTok comes in. He's like, you know what? I'll feature you on my TikTok. And the wings are supposedly the greatest thing they ever had. And
lemon
ever since
pepper.
That, so I tried ordering online to Frankincense. And literally it says the next time that you can order an online order for pickup. is Sunday morning.
Wow. That's so cool.
It's amazing.
And then they'll get slammed Sunday because of football too. So
yes. And then I called and I was put on hold and it just stayed there. And I drove by and it's nuts. It's crazy. So then I went to Shaq's Big Chicken, which also had a relatively big line. But the staff is still get smiles. You know, they're it's a brand new restaurant there. Fun. So I go around and I go to pay. And the woman is reading back the order. And she is like nice and loud and enunciating. And I liked her energy. And I'm like, you know what? Tip time. Because they don't, now they actually just take the whole credit card terminal and they just say, here, if you want a tip. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you know what? This one, I'm particularly going to give a tip. Mm-hmm. $5 on the tip on a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So she obviously enjoyed this tip. So then she looks at me and she's like, let me get the actual quote here because that was the cutest thing ever. She looks at me and she says, and I quote, would you like your tip? She wanted to say receipt.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she was like, would you like your tip?
Cute.
But the tip was on her head to the point where she just ended up saying tip. I thought it was
very cute.
And sometimes, we say the things, we have other things going on in our mind, and then the wrong thing comes out of our mouth. Mm-hmm. And things get all confused. And sometimes it's, not on purpose. Like there was one time we had a dog that was up for adoption at the TV station. And this dog was right up in my face. Mm-hmm. The dog's name was Ice. Mm-hmm. This dog had the worst malady ever for dogs. The dog was allergic to dirt.
Oh my gosh, the poor thing.
Allergic to dirt, but Ice was such a sweetheart. It was just hopped up on me and kissing me and giving me all the loves. And this dog had particularly good breath, very good breath. So I decide to interject, as I often do with stupidity. And I said on the show, wow, I've dated girls with worse breasts than you.
Oh, my.
I meant to say breath.
Yeah.
And that's funny. Ate it hard. Have you ever had this moment where you're like, your mouth wants to say something, but then your brain says, no, let's mess this up a bit.
I mean, normally I just talk. So like at home, everyone has told me to finish like constantly, even Roman. Like Roman will say like, pay attention, mommy, pay attention. Because I'll just say like, but then nothing else. So they're constantly, they'll tell me words, like continue, like what more words do you want to say other than, and I don't know why I do it. It's because I want to talk out, like I want to have a conversation. Nobody wants to talk to me because that's all they hear is, and then that's it. So I like last night I did this, we were sitting at the bar. I was working on my computer, but then Jaden was sitting on the counter, like in my peripheral and I started, and then I felt him staring at me and I look over and he's like, yeah. And it was like 5 minutes. Like it was a long, long time. I never finish. Or what I do is I'll start a conversation, but then I'll go veer over to another one. So you got to keep up.
Yeah, you got to keep up.
Like, can you finish the first one?
Get
then we'll go to the third.
It's like Floyd Mayweather. You just say, like, you never know where the punch is going to come from.
Totally. You never know. So you got to pay attention. Like to keep everybody on their toes.
I picture, Jaden and Patrick just there looking at you on the couch.
Or they look at each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, here she goes.
Have we tried restarting? She just keeps saying, I'm sure she's trying to say something.
Right.
The goss, the dirt, the trash.
It's all in Amy's update. Amy and Sean, 102.7 VGS.
So Kim Kardashian just purchased Princess Diana's famous diamond cross necklace. She wore it in a picture. It's a big cross. It's probably like this big, and it goes to like her midsection in the picture that I saw of Princess Diana.
I saw it 3 or 4 inches big.
It's like green or blue or something. But it was in an auction, and she ended up buying it for almost $200,000, which I thought,
that's a deal.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, for us, it's like whatever, but for her, she's got a ton of really great, like, staple things that people have worn. I mean, she just wore Marilyn Monroe's dress, right? To the whatever
award. People say that she broke it, but, you know.
She didn't. I fact-checked it. I did. She really didn't break it.
She checked all the hems.
She really did. But, you know, I will always stick up for them. But I think that's pretty cool. I guess I've never read that she enjoys doing the auctions and things like that. I just can't see her being like raising her little paddle.
On deal-dash.com trying to get herself a toaster.
Yeah, seriously. I can't see her doing it. But whoever does it for her, good job, because that necklace, that's pretty cool to have. I got to get into the Chrisleys. I had a feeling that she wasn't going to go to the big house. Now, he is in the big house. He is wearing, like, I read, it's so weird how they always, like, this is what they're eating, and this is what they're wearing, and this is what their day looks like. Well, yeah. He's wearing, like, a green jumpsuit, which is weird, very weird color. I thought they're all orange or like, black, but... So he's wearing a green one. He gets to wear like steel toe boots because he does a lot of work, I guess, in the yard. I don't know. He's got to wake up at 4:45 and his day is going from there.
Off to pick the dandelions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Julie, not so, can you? I got to see him. I got to see pictures of him in the big house. Julie, his wife, who's serving 7 years, they both checked in on Tuesday. She ended up not going to the Slammer. She went to a Fed Medical Center. But she has no health issues. So nobody knows why she gets to go to the hospital.
Because she got a case of the vapors.
Yeah, seriously. So she had breast cancer in 2012. Oh. But she's since been like taken off all cancer meds and all of that. And now she just is, she got reassigned about a week before she was supposed to check in to the clink.
So she's going to be in the hospital for 7 years? Is that where...
That's what they're... I mean, really? Yeah. That's where she's serving her time. Weird, right? I feel like she's kind of getting off fine.
I mean, you know, think about being
stuck. Of course, she doesn't get to be home or anything, yeah. But she's also not in the clink like him.
You've had hospital food. It's trash.
It is trash. I haven't had jail food. Just kidding.
What's better, jail food or, well, yeah, there was that one time. You were busted for public intoxication.
But other than that, yeah. I refused to eat when I was there. So she is serving 7, he's serving 12 for tax evasion and fraud. I don't know. I figured that one of them was going to get off fairly easy, honestly. I just don't see them doing well there. And
at least I know what they do now. They serve time.
Yeah, they sure do. A lot of it. You get details on all these stories, 1027bgs.com.
Sure, Google knows what you're thinking, but does Amy know what Google is thinking? It's time to play
Google Predicts with Amy and Sean, 1027bgs.
We're here.
Yes, we are.
All right, Bruno Mars tickets. Everyone wants to go to the show. Lots of people excited. We have two chances to win on the show today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today or right now, and then again at 8:45.
Yeah, but Leon, let's hook somebody up right now. Anna is here. She's a phlebotomist. She got to hear me get really excited because I spelled phlebotomist correctly on this piece of paper.
Very
here.
Good job.
I'm proud of myself. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
How you
good
doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Are you taking somebody's blood right now?
No, I'm not yet.
Anna, can you tell me why no one can seem to find a vein on me?
Well, you probably have the difficult ones.
Yeah, I do. Are the rolling veins, are you good at catching those?
Yes.
All right. I might need you. I was supposed to do like a blood test 5 months ago at the doctor's office. They couldn't get me. I looked like a pincushion. It was awful. Okay. Hey, there's 10 seconds on the clock. Amy has to figure out whatever Google auto completes on this search term. If she can do it in those 10 seconds, you, Anna, get to go to Bruno Mars. Are you ready, Anna?
Yes.
Are you ready, Amy?
I'm ready.
All right, Anna, hang tight. Amy, here we go. Hey, Amy, how many pennies?
Is in a dollar?
No.
Is in 50 cents?
No.
Is in $5?
No.
$10?
No.
$100?
No.
How many pennies in the world?
No.
How many pennies does it take to get to the center of a...
Tootsie Roll Pop?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
I almost went lightheaded there. How many pennies in a roll?
Oh, man.
The roll of pennies.
Who rolls pennies?
Some people, you know, you got to get the little rolls, you put them in. You're like, I'd like a dollar, please.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Try again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Rolls of pennies. I remember I used to do that. And the first thing you do at the bank when you bring the roll of whatever is they crack them open in front of you. You're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it took me so long.
Dee Dee's here. She's a cashier. She deals with rolls of pennies, don't you, Dee Dee?
Yes, I do.
There we go. You have to do that whole smash against the... Really, yeah. Trying to break them open. Yeah. I was a cashier once. That never went well. Always the pennies would fly everywhere. All right, Dee Dee, 10 seconds on the clock for Amy. Any good luck for Amy?
Good luck, Amy.
There it is.
We got this.
All right. Hey, Aim. Why do the clouds...
Why do they turn blue?
No.
Turn black?
No.
White?
No.
Why do they move?
Hey, there you go.
Wow!
You got it.
Shut up.
No, you shut up. It's my job, Dee Dee.
Congratulations.
I meant that in the nicest way possible.
Of course. Well, congratulations. You're going to go see Bruno Mars February 1st at Dolby Live Theater.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Stay on the line, all right? Hey, blue clouds?
Yeah, they're blue sometimes.
Clouds are blue?
I don't know. I'm not a master of the sky. I don't know what you want from me. Are they black sometimes?
Maybe. Amy, master of the sky. 8:45. More where that came from. Bruno Mars tickets on 102.7 BGS.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now more Amy and Sean.
102.7
BGS.
So, you know, when you fall, I'm not obsessed with particular items or things that I eat or drink. I know people are like, oh, coffee and wine, but no, I'm not. Like, I really, there's not like a specific one that I have to have. Until
it
comes,
could be $3 chuck or
it could be whatever
bottle,
the hell. Yes, I will drink any
of
it.
Old grapes.
Right.
Yeah, put it in my mouth.
Yes,
yeah.
Please. And the same thing with coffee. I'm not very particular about it, but I am very particular about my energy drinks. And I'm not a huge energy drinker anymore. I know it's really, really bad for you, but every once in a while I just crave one. And a couple of years ago, so the white sugar-free Rockstar was my go-to. And I would have maybe one a week. It wasn't like anything crazy. Mm-hmm. And then one day...
You sound like the PSAs that we are.
I know, right? Yeah, I feel like...
It's only one energy drink a week.
My kids don't know I'm drunk.
They don't know I'm jumping off the ceiling.
Gosh. And so I would have one a week, and I'll never forget it. It was on a Wednesday because I had a late meeting. Roman was probably, I don't know, 4 months old.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. And I went and got my Rockstar and I cracked it open. I was like, oh, the can looks a little different, but didn't think anything of it. I opened it. I took a big drink and it was trash house. Trash house a go-go. Disgusting. And I'm like, wait a minute. This has to be like a bad can. I'm checking the expiration date on it. Nothing was fine. So I went and got another one. Same thing. Trash. I'm like, what is going on? So I did some investigating and I found out that they changed the formula of the White Rockstar. I know I've talked about this so many times. And I went as far as emailing Pepsi because...
Yeah, I like the fact that you get so passionate about stupid stuff because I get the same way.
This is total out of character for me. This is like the one thing. Like, I just loved it so much. And I was so sad that it was gone.
So mom pulls up a chair, gets in front of the old tablet there.
I called too.
You're like, I'm going to reach out to the CEO of this company.
And my husband worked for Pepsi at the time. So I was like, give me all the numbers you have. Give me your Rolodex. I'm going ham on
get
them
Cindy
right
Crawford
now.
Cindy on the phone.
Yeah. So I reached out to them and they did email me back fairly quickly. And they said, dear Amy, thank you for contacting us regarding our Rockstar energy drinks products. They're like, what a loser. Don't you have anything better to do in your life? We heard your feedback and wanted to reach out directly to share some additional information with you. As you've noticed, we changed the flavor profile. Yeah, you don't say, of Rockstar original and sugar-free flavors. This decision was made with input from loyal fans across the country, which I do not believe.
No, it's probably made
because
to make
so
it cheaper.
Many, everybody was upset about the change. While many have told us they enjoy these new flavors, lies, we realize this change may have caught some of our loyal fans by surprise. You don't say. I'm exhausted. Because we know that you miss the original product, we'd like to make it available for you. Please use these unique links to purchase Rockstar OG flavors on Amazon. And they were like reasonably priced. It was like $20 for a 12-pack. So less than what you would get in the store for the most part. But I just was very upset because I didn't want to order on Amazon and get a 12-pack sent to my house. I want to go to 7-Eleven, grab one.
It's there. Oh, thank heaven.
When I want them.
Yeah.
Again, we appreciate your feedback, and we're excited to share this offer with you. Oh, so mad. Thank you, Rockstar Energy team. I was like, okay, well, I'm still very tired. So anyways, 2 long years, maybe more than that, they finally got back. And it was one of our listeners that told us about it.
Yeah.
So I did scour 7-Elevens, couldn't find it. Found them AM, PM, bought 4, did a taste test. Phenomenal. 10 out of 10. Back to the original.
Brandy on our text line, 702-597-1027. Saying they have them in Mountain's Edge, Amy. I looked after I saw your post and commented on 9G. Like, they are there now.
They are.
Do you feel like you are part of the army that brought this back? Do you feel like you have changed the world for
good? Yes, I do, because I was not the only one. Everybody, I would talk about this to anybody and everyone that would listen to me. And even if they weren't listening, I would still keep talking about it. Like, if I saw somebody drinking one, I'm like, you like the old one better or do you like this one? Like, I would just ask random people.
And if they said they liked the new one, you thought they were a trash human.
But nobody said it. Not one single person that I asked out of, like, the 5 that I saw drinking in the act of drinking one said that they liked the new one.
I need to try this drink because, honestly, you've hyped this thing up so
much. It's so good. It is so good. You're a sugar-free Red Bull guy. I like it more than Red Bull. I love it so much. And I want to know, like you said, that's probably why they changed, just to make it cheaper for them.
Yeah.
There's so many products that you just love, and then they just go away.
Yeah, they take it away from us. Go on forever.
And it's not like the play on, you know, some products, like, we're never going to make the taco ice cream thing, right? Remember they did that?
Choco Taco. Yeah,
we're not going to make that anymore. And everyone's like, oh, we need them, though I've never had one in my whole life.
Yeah.
This was different. This was different.
You were in a study. This hurt my heart. You were in a relationship, and it ghosted you.
Yes. Yes. There's so many products, and I just don't understand why they do it.
Call or text 702-597-1027. The product that got away. I was like that with the Chevy Volt. I was such a stupid fan of this car because it was gas and it was electric, but they didn't know how to advertise the thing. So everyone thought it died after 50 miles. But the reality is after 50 miles, we just go to gas. So it's like, it's everything you want. It's electric when you want it, gas when you need it, but they never put it in an ad.
Yeah.
So I got my email and I would send a CEO to CEO Mary Barra of General Motors. Like, let me help you advertise this.
Right.
Please. Someone, and then they cancel the car. I'm like, you fools.
Oh my God.
I can help you.
Yes.
We've all been there.
Yes. Listen. So frustrating.
What do they take away from you that needs to come back today? 702-597-1027.
Stop doom scrolling. We did it for you. Here's what you need to know with Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
In a rash of casino robberies over the last several weeks, Metro thought they nabbed one of their guys yesterday.
Wow.
Heavy police presence. I was reading on Twitter, like, oh, they got a guy. I'm like, wow, this is happening at Sunset Station, the parking lot, like a whole bunch of people rappelling down and cars everywhere. Not the guy.
Oh, no.
Imagine getting pulled over for like a busted taillight 3 hours later, like, I did not steal $20,000.
Yeah, seriously.
That said, they have now released details on the suspect. They are hoping the public can keep an eye on. He's described as a black man, approximately 6'1 to 6'3, in his mid-20s to mid-30s. He often wears a black mask and gloves and a hooded sweatshirt.
Often wears. it could be your son if he's in the house watching TV wearing a black mask.
Why are you wearing that black mask indoors at my house right now? This is a lot easier to get away with like a year and a half ago when everyone was wearing the masks now.
Oh, yeah.
But that's usually he's wearing. He has a hooded sweatshirt on when he does the dirty business as well. He's also spotted in 2 different cars, but they're both stolen.
Oh, my God.
So, like, if you see that car with that plate, maybe. But, like, in this city, you see cars without plates all the time.
All the time.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, just another one. Like, where we're from, you see a car without a plate? 57 cops will have stopped him within 3 minutes.
Yep.
Here, just fine. Like, there's a Metro officer, there's an unplated car, no worries.
Well, some states make you have plates in the front and the back. We don't make you have one in the front.
We actually do.
Really?
In Nevada, you're supposed to have it in the front, they just don't enforce it,
really?
Which is fine, because I don't want it in the front.
True.
There was one time I had it in the front, and I accidentally kept my foot off the brake just slightly, and I didn't realize I was slow rolling forward, and then, boop, just the little indentation of the 2 screws in the front dented their bumper. It's like $3,000.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. Listen, if you found, know who this guy is, you have any tips, call Crime Stoppers 385-5555. We'll have video on our website, 1027vgs.com, if you want to get an eye on what they have found. The area around Las Vegas City Hall is set for a big glow up starting this year. Yesterday, City Council approved the full funding needed to create a civic plaza featuring offices, retail, green space, and more all across from the current City Hall. There's government services throughout downtown, but those will bring them all in essentially one or two blocks.
Yeah.
So that could be really nice. So that expect to be finished in 2025. A new program within CCSD could have several new teachers entering the classroom. The program allows teachers' aides to get licensed to teach full-time through UNLV with their tuition paid for by the Public Education Foundation. Most could expect to get their teaching license within a year. There are currently nearly 1,000 teaching vacancies within CCSD. So there's a need for sure.
Yeah.
So if the money's not there, but you've been like a teacher's aide, here's an avenue to become a teacher.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that.
That's good.
Coyote sightings on the rise. An entire pack of coyotes found in Henderson, another in Silverado Ranch. Nevada Department of Wildlife saying, you know, they're probably not going to be aggressive towards you, but just in case they approach you, don't run away. That's the worst thing you can do.
Right.
They're going to chase you.
They're going to chase you, and they love it.
You're then game. They're like,
yeah.
Right away, little human.
Yeah,
Make yourself look bigger. Put up your arms. Scare them off. Finally, Guy Fieri, UNLV grad, mayor of Flavortown, bringing more Flavortown to Las Vegas. I'm pretty sure every property at this point, legally, will have to have a Guy Fieri restaurant.
I think so, too.
The wildfires.
They're so bomb. They're so good.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri's Flavortown Sports Kitchen opening over at the Horseshoe this summer. That's the former Bally's. He has three other restaurants in town. And then the Golden Knights facing the Red Wings tonight at the Fortress. If you're going, remember about Tropageddon. I've decided I'm not going with Dropicana. Tropageddon's the better name.
There we go. I like it.
All the details you need and want and desire in life at 1027vgs.com.
Enter. Only one will get the prize.
Who will win? Radio Roulette with Amy and Sean. 1027 VGS.
It's time for more Bruno Mars tickets.
It is. It's a special, special day.
It's very good. You should have a child show. I'd say. It's a special, special day, and you're a special little
Every
boy.
Day is a special day.
Joining us on the line, we got Eva and Courtney and Lou and Cheryl. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone sounds really chipper. Courtney was caller 4 on Google Predicts last hour and didn't even get to play.
Yeah, I was too good, never happened.
She was an assassin. So, Courtney, you're the accountant. I'm going to let you be in control. Here's the way this works. There are four lines, 1, 2, 3, and 4. You're on one of those lines. The goal is to not hang up on yourself. Please pick a line to hang up on, Courtney.
Okay, let's go with 4.
Line 4.
Please don't be me.
No way. Got ourselves a new Karen.
Yeah.
Eva, it is you. I am sorry.
Oh, no, Eva.
Oh.
Try again. We got more coming up this afternoon with Sammy and more tomorrow as well.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We love you for listening. All right, Courtney.
Sorry, Eva.
Said, no, you're not.
No, I really am.
But you have to.
I would feel bad, too.
I feel bad.
You'll feel bad till you win. That's the way it works. You got Lou and Cheryl, though. They're just sitting there kind of quietly right now. Keeping their head down. Smart move. Courtney, lines 1, 2, and 3. Pick up, hang up on another line, please.
Line 3. Be nice.
Lou, it's you.
Oh, no. Sorry, Lou.
I'm sorry, Lou. Have a great day. Try again later. More chances. Okay, down to the final two. We got Courtney, who's an accountant, and there's Cheryl, who works at the Home Depot. Right, Cheryl? Yes, you can do it. We can help. It's kind of, that was almost like what it's like at Home Depot sometimes when you're in the plumbing section. You're like, is there a plumber here? Okay, Courtney, lines 1 and 2. You're one of them. Cheryl's the other one. You're trying to get her, not you. Please pick a line to hang up.
Okay. My heart is beating really fast. It's like the less people there are, the faster my heart beats.
I know.
Okay, let's hang up on 1.
Okay, now you were going 4-3-1. And then you're bouncing a 1. What makes you think this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Fair enough. It's a high stress environment. All right. We're hanging up on line one. You got Cheryl.
Oh, yeah.
You won.
Cheryl, I'm sorry. Yeah. Congratulations, Cardi, you win.
Believe it, just watch.
See, told you, Sean was right. You feel bad until you get those tickets in your hand. Yeah. Congratulations. You're going to go see Bruno Mars on February 1st.
Thank you so much.
Now, here's the proof, and I'm not trying to make you look bad, Courtney, but name any of the girls you just eliminated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My neighbor just came up.
Yeah.
When that happened. Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just prove my point.
That's so funny.
Sam and Live. More where that came from. We have some this afternoon with Sam, and we'll have some more tomorrow.
That's right.
1027 VGS.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sean.
1027
VGS.
So Colin is still sick as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Past few days, really bad fever. Two nights ago, he was shivering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, brutal. It was scary, scary stuff. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he's coming out of it, but, you know, it's in and out. Sometimes he was 103 yesterday.
Wow.
And then down to 100, and it's been a ride. But there have been moments, there have been breaks where he's all right, playing with his brother and he's laying down on the couch watching some shows. And occasionally, you know, I don't want to change the screen and turn off what's on the screen. But then you start to watch what's on the screen. You're saying to yourself, huh, this is silly.
Yeah.
And then you start to get sucked into it as well. There's one thing now. There's a sport that we are watching in our household that is become the new hotness, the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched marble racing?
I'd have to say, I don't know what any of it is, so I'd have to see what it is, like, so, watch it.
Okay, marbles go at the beginning of a track, they all have different colors, they're all in different teams, and then they roll down the hill and or track, and it's kind of like horse racing, but instead it's marbles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God, he's cheering for marbles.
He is going to be such a gambling degenerate.
Oh my God.
So he is laying there and freaking out. And I'll admit, I got sucked into this. Now I'm all in on marble racing. There's a couple different like federations on YouTube where these balls will go down. There's jellies and then there's like Fubeca or whatever it is. And it's incredible. And they have their attention. 2.5 hour videos of marbles going downhills.
Yeah, we've got a really, I don't know how and why YouTube Kids is so dumb.
Oh, it's the dumbest.
And it does. It'll suck them in forever. There's videos that Roman watches that are not even in English. And I'm like, well, maybe he's going to learn another language. I'm not sure. Like by these monster trucks or whatever it may be. No idea what they're saying. I'm making dinner. I'm like, what is going on?
I know exactly what you're talking about too. I'm pretty sure that's like they use Grand Theft Auto and the monster trucks in Grand Theft Auto, but they overdub it with other things. I don't know. That's what I've seen that show.
There's so many. And I just think to myself, these people are making so much money because my kid is sucked into it and I'm using it as a babysitter.
Yes.
So maybe they deserve the money. I'm not sure.
There was these pair of guys, I think the Flip Guys or whatever they're called. And they were like making the stupidest looking funnel cakes you've ever seen. And then they're jumping in a pool full of Orbeez. But then you look at the house because, you know, we're adults and we realize like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that built-in sort of fireplace / grill area. That's not cheap. And then you look at the rolling hills in the background like, these jerks are making millions.
Well, it's like Ryan. Like Ryan, when Ryan's World, started. Oh, I mean, I remember when Ryan was literally just on YouTube and not on Target aisle 9.
Yeah.
You know, like the kid, whatever they're doing, it's working, obviously. But there are plenty of shows that Roman watches that I just get so confused by. And I'll even try to, if he says he wants to watch TV, I will ask him to go get me something to distract him so that I can hurry up and put something on so that we don't stand there for him to go left, 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 right, up, down, because he'll see the video that he wants to watch.
Yeah.
And so I'll try to scam him into watching something that I can tolerate.
What happened to Mr. Rogers?
I don't know.
From this boar. Like, I loved him. He'd go in, he'd get the suit off, he'd put on the little cozy little thing,
yeah.
He'd feed his fish. It was cute. And
yeah.
Now, like, you get kids, like, there's a thing, How Ridiculous, out of the Australia. They took 10,000 bouncy balls, dropped them off the ceiling, and watched them bounce. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. But they're not learning a thing.
No. See, the one cartoon that I cannot stand is Olivia. I just
Who is Olivia?
She's the pig, and she walks on her hooves, and I hate it. I hate the way she walks on her hooves. It makes me want to throw up. It really does. And so if I can at least get past, like, the opening credits of Olivia, then we can maybe partake. But it is so bad. It's so bad. Caillou was pretty bad when Jaden was growing up. But I'm a fan of Bluey. I'm a fan of Blue's Clues.
You don't have to call Olivia a pig. She's working hard. She's trying.
Yeah, well. Not trying hard enough.
Anna says on text, 702-597-1027, my five-year-old boy watched those videos too. You hear it and you're like, what the blank is that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's you got to watch. You got to watch what they're watching. And eventually, like, it's like sugar. Or maybe we're going to take this away for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Jaden's like, put it on, or Romy's like, put it on the TV. I'm like, I'm not watching this stuff on the TV. Keep it right there.
Take the tablet. Yeah, there you go. There it is. You know what? I'm going to get rid of the timer and everything. Have it all night. Mommy's watching her soaps.
Yeah.
If it's in your newsfeed, it's in the feed with Amy and Sean. 1027 VGS.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Want a new job?
Not really.
Oh, okay. What if I told you paid potentially as much as $385,000 a year?
Yeah, probably, maybe. Maybe I do need that one.
I'm going to be honest, it's pretty good. You could make as much as that if you apply for Netflix's latest job listing, flight attendant.
I've applied for a bunch of these.
Have you really? Have you tried to be a flight attendant?
No. I tried to be a nap tester. I tried to watch all the Lifetime movies.
Oh, so you fall for all those. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
This is a legit one, though. Like, they're legit looking for a legit flight attendant. And it's not a, hey, you know, you're good to do it for a week. Like, legit. They're looking at, now, they're saying the pay range is anywhere from $60,000 to $385,000.
That pay disclosure.
It's pay
gotta
disclosure.
Love it.
So California requires you now to show what the range is. And I think Netflix is like, third of a million. Go ahead, have a ball.
Yep.
But yeah, they're on the hunt for an FAA certified attendant that can help stock their private jet in Northern California, handle bags and more, peanuts not included. So there we go.
Wow, pretty cool.
I'm not sure if this is something I'm a fan of, but scientists in Japan have created an alarm that'll detect and alert someone when they start daydreaming. Kind of like, hey, you're not being productive. Seems like you're dreaming of better days.
Yeah.
Stop and keep working.
Yeah.
They put electrodes on the people's heads, and then it would kind of nudge people when their minds would start to wander, and it made them more productive.
Huh. I don't know if I like that too much. It reminds me of whatever that new show is.
Black Mirror.
It's on Apple TV. It's where they go to work and they work for like a bunch of hours. And then when they leave work, they forget about home. Or when they leave work, they forget about work. When they leave home, they forget about home. It's like very strange.
Sounds like a dream.
Ben Stiller, I believe, is the writer of that show. I forget what it's called, though.
Interesting. In some countries, they actually don't even allow the employer to email you after you're done with work.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. Mm-hmm. That would be a dream. What do you daydream about? And murder, I think.
Murder,
I'll
mostly.
Look over there. Yeah, you're usually just...
Mostly I'm looking for murder. If I'm all caught up on one murder, I look for the next.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
You missed your calling. You should have been a detective.
I know. I'm too scared of everything, though. I get to be a detective, though. They don't get too down and dirty with the murderers.
You have to be down there crouching with the gloves on and, like, touching your fingers and, like, barbecue sauce.
Yeah, yeah. I should do that.
Ben Savage. He played Corey in Boy Meets World. He is running for Congress.
So crazy.
He's filed for paperwork to run for California's 30th district seat. He had an unsuccessful run for West Hollywood City Council last year. So when you can't win the city council, run for United States Congress.
Reminds me of Tiger King when you ran for president.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, Tiger King. Ah, man, the early days of the pandemic. Loved we were it. All watching that one.
Yeah.
That was a shared, it was kind of like that sculpture we were talking about yesterday. That was a shared experience for
all
of
us. Yeah, for
sure. We it all was. Agreed. This is amazing.
Love it.
And then finally, I have a pitch for you for a movie. Okay. Sister Mary, Full of Vengeance.
Huh. Okay.
It should be a movie. Sister Mary Jonas, she is from Buffalo, New York. She heard a ruckus coming from behind the church building, so she went outside and found two men using a ladder trying to steal gutters off the church building to scrap for cash. She yelled at the men, chucked the ladder. The guys ran off. She chased them for a bit. Just wanted to have a little talk with a ruler in her hand. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nuns scare me.
I had a nun as my principal in elementary school. I had them in college as well. But what else? I think it was like third grade or something. Yeah, I had a bunch of nuns. I went to Catholic. And they were nice.
Yeah.
I guess the principal's a little mean.
As long as you didn't cross him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would be like a Jamie Lee Curtis stars in None Your Business. Get over here with that gutter. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
All the stories you want, 1027VGS.com. Check it out.
Now back to Amy and Sean.
1027VGS.
This is kind of crazy. It just came down maybe an hour ago, less than an hour ago, that Alec Baldwin is going to be charged with involuntary manslaughter over the shooting of the Rust photographer, videographer, cinematographer. That's crazy. I don't want to say I thought it was just kind of over with and done with and nobody was going to get in trouble. Maybe I haven't been following the story as well as I should have, or nobody was talking about it. So it was very shocking when I saw that this morning, because obviously it's a very, very sad story.
I'm shocked they're actually charging him in the sense that, like, usually celebrities will get a special treatment. Now, any of us schmucks were doing that at that moment, chances are we would have been charged already.
I guess, but I just don't see the, involuntary manslaughter is like, I believe, like a DUI, right? If you kill somebody, that's involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
I don't think he was... I don't know, because again, I haven't followed the story as good as I guess should have, but I don't feel like he was maybe being reckless with it or whatever. Whoever handed him the gun, it wasn't like he was like, hey, let's play the game where I pull the trigger until, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very interesting that he's being charged with that when there's so many other people that were handling that gun before he had it.
Now, is he the only person being charged?
That's the big, big story, yeah. So... I'm not sure.
Yeah. But
that's very interesting.
So there are supposedly these handlers that are supposed to make sure that the guns are safe or on air, on camera, and to make sure that they're not, live.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, supposedly, this is an issue on this set, but there were issues with people, A, getting a little bit goofy with the guns because they're out in the West, they're in New Mexico, and they were shooting at things. But they were supposed to, make sure the bullets are clear. Now, that said, he was the one with the gun. He should also have done that. You can't just say, well, I'm just a dumb actor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's interesting. I know there's a lot of people that probably don't like him that are excited. He has
just,
haters.
Just
sure.
Yeah. And just reading here, the film's armorer who handles all the weapons is facing the same charges.
Good. Yeah. And he should.
Man, that is just and will he do jail time? I doubt it. But
I think a lot of it's going to be handled civil. You do a plea.
Yeah, it's not like he's like fighting it, right? But I know that afterwards he did. There was a couple of questionable posts and things like that that he had after.
It's like a month later. He's like, oh, we just wanted a date night. I'm like, yeah, you just killed somebody.
I know. And that's the end of the day. That is like at the end of the day, he did kill somebody, which is man.
Whether he likes it or not. And I can't imagine.
No, living that, with that.
Oh, my goodness. No. But like if you're behind the wheel of a car and it's on quote unquote autopilot and the autopilot doesn't do what it's supposed to do and it hits someone. You are still the one in control of the car. You are still the person in control of the gun. It's a tough spot. Imagine how tough it is for, the family.
Yeah, I know. And for sure they want justice, right? She was just there doing her job. So very interesting. We'll see how this plays out. But that all just came down. He was just charged this morning, early this morning. So We will keep up because it's crime and that's what I do.
That's our lead crime correspondent, Amy Thomas, is on the case. Dun dun. Wait, I gotta get the Law and Order thing. Just whatever
yeah,
you start.
Yeah, for sure. Every time I go off on something.
There it is. Show's done.
Show's done. It did go by faster than I thought it was going to when we started the show. It's just been a long week for a short week. We've only been here 3 days.
Yeah. Wait until next week. It's a 5-day week.
I know. Goodness. First world problems, man.
Yeah.
Well, like that's it. Okay.
Oh, we need a name for today's show.
Mm-hmm.
None Your Business.
Mm-hmm.
Master of the Sky. Would you like your tip? Or To the Lady with the Bum?
To the Lady with the Bum.
To the Lady with the Bum. Talking about
Kim Kardashian
winning the necklace of Princess Diana in an auction.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she did that in home in her sweats on eBay.
Right.
I don't know. All right, we need a rating for today's show. 3, 2, 1, 7, 4.
Ooh, I almost did 4, I swear. So I've just felt 7.5. I don't know.
Slide into mediocrity on that one.
Yeah.
We'll go 7.5 though. Okay, we are back tomorrow. We have another pair of tickets coming up later on today with Sammy for Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm. We'll have another pair for you tomorrow. And it's Friday.
Thank goodness for that. Mm-hmm. We will see you then. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.